Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, we want to talk about, before our time runs out today, about the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment, it is the sixth of the month, and we look at Proverbs chapter 6 when the sixth of the month is here. And we're reading from Proverbs 6, 12 through 15. We just wanted this wisdom just to wash over us, to get us to really ponder it and just, help us answer a few questions. Right now, there's a lot of knowledge around. There's never been more knowledge than ever before. You can find anything you want to know. And you have people who, with knowledge, you know, running in the streets and doing things, but there's no wisdom. You know, they don't understand when you rob the grocery store today, there's no milk in there tomorrow.
Right.
You know, and then they go hungry, not realizing that wasn't too smart. Well, you were knowledgeable where the milk was, but if you robbed them, you didn't have the wisdom of how it actually gets there and stays there. Well, it's Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12 through 15. It reads, a scoundrel and villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart, this guy always stirs up dissension. This is, I don't know if if you've been in the areas where there's gangs or areas where there's people have this kind of underlying language, and they may signal with an eyebrow, they may signal with a hand or a gesture or a foot. Or maybe you're walking under a viaduct at some portion of Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? And it seems innocent, but somehow these two people on both sides of the overpass are talking to each other, but they're not using words, but they're signaling to each other, you know, saying, you know, their intention. And what that is, they're a signal, they're a scoundrel, it's a villain. As somebody that has a corrupt mouth, or maybe they're saying things to you and saying things out. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of scoundrels and villains right now in places of your kingdom, for the kings of America, the people of America who chose our leaders. If you look at them right now, they're winking with the eye, they're doing little gestures and they're doing little motions with their fingers and plotting evil in their heart, you know, with the taxpayers' money and dollars and abortion and all the things that are going on. And they're stirring up dissension in the country. They're stirring it up. And Proverbs talks about this. So you may have somebody in your family that's constantly stirring something up. You may have somebody in your church gathering that's constantly stirring something up. You may have somebody in your community that's constantly stirring something. They may be a leader, maybe a political leader that doesn't matter where they are, it just seems to be strife where they're at. You know, and that's a scoundrel and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks with his eye, signals with his feet, or motions with his finger, who plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up dissension. He goes on and says, therefore, and this is the thing about it, and this can encourage you or cause you to repent if you're the scoundrel. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. I mean, that should encourage you, because quite often, you know, people fall prey to the scoundrels and start getting in the argument and the fray with them. Instead of just resting in the confidence and knowing that one day,
that's right,
unless they repent, and you hope that they repent, you should give them a glass of water, or you should treat them well. You know, God is the one that brings justice. We don't bring justice.
That's right.
But understand, God will. There'll be a suddenly, just like suddenly.
Right.
Suddenly, you know, lightning. Split. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Suddenly, you know, these things happen. We've seen a lot of suddenlies. Haven't we seen a lot of suddenlies?
Sure have.
I mean, once you've seen enough suddenlies, then you start having a great fear of the Lord in your life. You go, Lord, I don't want to be a suddenly, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be a sign.
I don't want to be a sign, and I don't want people to wonder, right? And so you just want to walk rightly before the Lord. When the whole thing is, you should never be plotting and scamming against anybody, nobody. There should not be. You should be upfront with it. Now, if you are here right now, we're choosing our leaders in our country. If you're the king, if you are the king as the people, you should be talking about yourself. You should be interviewing and talking out loud about how what you think about the candidates that are interviewing for a job to run in the offices to run your country, King.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it's not wrong for you to evaluate their leadership and evaluate, compare and contrast between somebody else's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Although the one who is scheming into an evil will consider that as being dissension, but you're just being a good king and identifying what might not be a good leader in your nation, in your state, in your county, in your city, in your precinct, mm-hmm. in your parish, you know, whatever you have, and that you're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And scoundrels don't like you to ask questions. Mm-hmm. I called, you know, we're in original intent, and we know now as we're talking that, you know, God's into justice for the poor. So if you can't, when and if you get arrested, you're not guilty until proven innocent, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you can't afford to hire an attorney, America has designed a system, a legal system, where we will appoint attorney for you to represent you to make sure that you're not taken advantage of.
That's right.
And that person's called the public defender.
Mm-hmm.
And you vote this person in your counties, or you may appoint them in your cities. But that their responsibility is to make sure that everybody gets justice. The one that's being accused gets justice. Mm-hmm. And so, I called a particular person who was wanting to run for that position, understanding mm-hmm. now right. that I need to be involved in that and ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the question, you know, and this is what he told me. He said, very few people ever even call.
No.
The fact that you, I mean, this person's going to, I mean, if you get falsely accused and you can't afford an attorney, this is justice for you. Somebody's going to be, you need to be involved in who's going to be involved in seeing that you don't get falsely accused.
Yeah.
And you think about it, that justice is very important, but ultimately these scoundrels that are doing this type of stuff, you know, realize one day suddenly, and have we not seen some sudden, we've seen some suddenlies. I mean, just suddenlies. You know, it might be lightning. It could be it just turns,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it could be, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, and the person ends up dead in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're just shocked. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and we sometimes, you know, wisdom says you can't do that forever.
Mm-mm.
But knowledge without wisdom says, hey, this is pretty good. I've been getting away with being a jerk for this long and doing these things and treating people bad and lying and scamming and,
mm-hmm,
and treating
mm-hmm.
people terrible and never apologizing for it and never making it right with God. Hey, look at the money I got out of this. Look at all the popularity I got out of this. Like, but suddenly,
mm-hmm.
you know, wisdom says you can't go on doing that and
that's
think
right.
there's not going to be sudden, you know, correction,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that should drive us to a place of repentance, because before, you know, the thing happens, you know, justice comes, run to the cross and let the justice be served at the cross.
Right.
But this is what it says. It says, therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. In an instant. And that's when we think about, you know, your dream, you know, the mm-hmm. suddenlies that happen with leaders and all. And it's like, we want, this is why they used to say, they say, God save the queen, God save the king. And we want to say, God save our president.
That's right.
You know,
right.
Save him. You know, save him. Forgive him. You know, protect him from all the plans of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
He says, therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant, and he will suddenly be destroyed without remedy.
Mm.
Without remedy.
No.
Right.
Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's just a disastrous thing. And so, first of all, we shouldn't be a scoundrel. And if we are or are, we should repent and realize, you know, it's first of all, it's not right. You should never take advantage of anybody,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if listen, the biggest thing that amazes me is that when, you know, it's a spirit, but when somebody's lying, they really think they're getting away with it.
Right.
And they don't realize a lot of people are just being gracious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're just being gracious and they're trying to say, mm-hmm. you know, they just know. And but disaster suddenly comes. They really believe their own press.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And but understand this, that suddenlies will happen. Justice will come. And even Paul said many people die early for wrongly discerning the body of Christ. And we die before our time, you know. And so we just want to remember the word of wisdom today. The word of wisdom today is Proverbs 6, 12 through 13. That's Proverbs 6, 12 through 15. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12 through 15. A scoundrel and a villain who goes about with corrupt mouth, who winks with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart, he always stirs up dissension. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.